Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Lemay is at the plate with a count of 3-2. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Altman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Altman reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bertel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Torre hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Santo moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bausch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bausch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Bausch reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bausch scores. It's 5-0. Cubs. Don McMahon now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bertel moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. 1 out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews juggles the ball. That's an error on Matthews. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Torre for a passed ball. Ashburn moves to second. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon spins and fires to second and has Ashburn trapped. There's the throw to Matthews, who tags Ashburn for the out. Zimmer moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Santo reaches second base with a double. Zimmer scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bauschi hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Don McMahon. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Brunette now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cardwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardwell bunts towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Kindle. The throw from Torre and he is out, Matthews applying the tag. Two outs. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Aaron moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Joe Torre batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for George Brunette. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Raymond, and towards Bowling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bauschi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 3-2. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 6, Cubs, 6. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob will pinch hits for Dick Burkell. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle bunts towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Will moves to second. One out. Billy Williams pinch hits for Joe Schaefer-Noth. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Williams reaches second base with a double. Will scores. It's 7-6, Cubs. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Ashburn moves to second. It's 8-6, Cubs. Chichi Olivo now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. There goes Zimmer trying to get to second. Thomas throws the ball into Matthews, who relays the ball to McMillan, who tags Zimmer for the out. Two outs. It's 9-6, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Will now playing left field. Al Heist now playing center field. Don Elston now pitching. Mo Thacker now catching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Al Spangler pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Chichi Olivo. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is hit by the pitch. Thomas moves to third. Spangler moves to second. Lou Burdette pinch runs for Charlie Lau. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-9, Braves. Bob Anderson now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bowling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas now playing first base. Al Spangler now playing left field. Warren Sparn now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Altman is hit by the pitch. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Bob Will batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Will hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman tags and scores. 1 out. It's Braves, 10, Cubs, 10. Carl Willie now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to second. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thacker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Kindle moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Milwaukee Braves, 10. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.